This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the Canadian Confederation. The influx of French Canadians to the eastern townships began to worry the region's English-speaking inhabitants. The project that aimed to unite the British colonies of North America into a single dominion made the Anglophone population of the eastern townships fearful of becoming landlocked in a province with a French Catholic majority. Anglophones feared that they would lose their political power and their educational rights. Alexander Galt, Sherbrooke Member of Parliament, was an important figure in the Canadian Confederation. When the British North America Act was signed in 1867, he succeeded in securing a constitutional guarantee for Anglophone Protestants' educational rights. Anglophones in the eastern townships maintained their level of influence on the federal political scene, even though the French Canadians formed the local majority. Canadian Confederation was signed in 1867 and included, at that time, four provinces: Quebec, Ontario, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick. Several factors explain how the country was created. Firstly, the demographic imbalance between the two sections of the United Canadas and their ideological differences in the House made it difficult to govern this political unit from 1841 to 1867. Moreover, the cessation of the Treaty of Reciprocity with the United States led to a decrease in exports, and the government was deep in debt from the cost of building roads. During the first few decades of Confederation, the Eastern Township region remained politically divided between the Reds, also known as the Liberals, and the Blues, also known as Conservatives. There was nonetheless significant support for the Conservative Party and for John A. Macdonald's national policy. This policy was favorable to the Eastern Township's industrial interests, where tariff protection and construction of a transcontinental railroad proved highly favorable. The French Canadian elite also supported the Conservatives. Did you know? In the late 1800s, Canadians began to organize more widespread celebrations of Dominion Day to celebrate Canada's Confederation in 1867. However, because many Canadians saw themselves as British rather than Canadian, it was not until the 20th century that the holiday's popularity began to grow and official celebrations were held. The first official proposal to rename Dominion Day to Canada Day was brought before the House of Commons in 1946, but the bill did not make it through the Senate. It was not until 1982 that the name officially became Canada Day. Dominion Day, and later Canada Day, was the date set for a number of important events, such as the first national radio network hookup by the Canadian National Railway in 1927, the inauguration of the CBC's cross-country television broadcast in 1958, the flooding of the St. Lawrence Seaway in 1958, the first color television transmission in Canada in 1966, and the establishment of O Canada as the country's national anthem in 1980. Join us next time when we talk about Alexander Galt.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.